Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio from Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. It's hard to believe it's already July 26th and July 27th, depending on when you read this. Last weekend, of course, we had the famous Bill Luddy 5-miler road race. Very nice weather. Usually it's always like 100 degrees, but it was didn't have that humidity in the air, so it was a great race, great turnout, photo finish that you may have seen in the Concord Monitor. The times were actually the same, 26 minutes. So, can you think about running 5 miles in 26 minutes? Is pretty awesome. This weekend, if you're listening to this, you're going to miss this race, but it's the seventh and final race of the Capital Air Race Series, the Canterbury Woodchuck Classic 5K. That's Saturday, July 26th at 9 a.m. And so it's too late, obviously, for you to run over there, but that is the seventh race of the series. We've had a great competitive series. After the Canterbury Woodchuck Classic, we'll announce the top three winners of the series. And what we like about the Capital Air Race Series, which started in 2005 by NHTI cross-country coaches Perry Segros and Tom Walton, Tom, who I've had on the show, with the financial and marketing backing of Northeast Delta Dental, is that it is a great combination of elite runners, such as Scott Clark and others, names that you'd be familiar with, coupled with many, many hundreds of recreational runners like myself. So it's a great mixture of wellness. More and more we're seeing people bring their children. Many of the races have a component that where your son or daughter can run. So in any event, those of you that are in the Capital Air Race Series, you know you'll get an email from me with the results, and I thank you for your participation. So with me is a gentleman who has been working with me at Northeast Delta Dental for many years, Joe Castro. Joe, thank you for coming in this July 26th and 27th weekend.
Sure, glad to be here, Tom.
And Joe, to give credit where credit is due, has been instrumental in being the coordinator of the seven race directors that make up the Capital Air Race Series. The way we designed it was to allow each race to have its own identity with sort of the one thematic brand that it's part of the Capital Air Race Series. I think it's a great way, for example, for the Bill Luddy road race to really sustain itself, so that at being part of the series, we know that the Luddy race will be around forever. And the other races, as people might remember, is the Gilmington Road Race, which started in March, the SCA 5K, the NHTI Delta Dental Road Race, the Canterbury Shaker Village Cross Country, the Run for the Animals 5K, which raised money for the Concord Merrimack County SPCA, Bill Luddy, and of course the Canterbury Woodchuck Classic. So Joe, now that by the time people listen to this, the series will be over, what can you tell us, if you did participate in six out of the seven races, what our running friends will receive as a participation prize?
Well, Tom, as a participation prize, this year what we've done is we've chosen a knapsack. It's not a huge knapsack, but it's just about the right size. It's embroidered with the Capital Air Race Series logo. And also included in the knapsack is a towel. It's the size of a golf towel, except it doesn't have the grommet on the end. But we figured a lot of runners, when they come to a race, they need a place to have a change of clothes with them, and or maybe a different set of running shoes or something to put on their feet after they've run. This knapsack will accommodate that, plus the towel will help take the perspiration away from flying down the road, getting that 3.1-mile run in. So that's going to be the participation prize this year. And, of course, the winners are sharing $1,500 in purse money. So for those of you who have entered the Capital Air Race Series in the past, you know, we've got about 225 or so that have participated this year. It was a great bargain if you like to run, and they're all within the Concord area. I mean, for only $105, you could enter all seven races. Just completing six out of the seven would give you this participation prize. And of course, the top five winners you have to have the top five race scores will count towards the race series scores to determine who those winners were. And then there's all sorts of participation prizes if you scored well in your own age category. So it's a great opportunity here in Concord.
Exactly, and I just want to make it clear, there's seven races, but we've designed it so there's a certain amount of flexibility, obviously, with vacations and family gatherings. So if you participate in six out of the seven, you get the participation prize. And even if you can't make six races, your top five races count towards the scoring. So if you can make five of the seven, you have a good opportunity perhaps to be an age-graded winner or your age category. So now, I don't know if this was intentional or not, Joe, but you mentioned that the towel gift is similar to a golf towel. So let's now get into golf. We have upcoming in August the New England Charity Classic, formerly known as the Northeast Delta Dental International. And I'd like you to give out some information on, let's start with the basics, the dates, and then we'll get back into the history and why we changed the name to the New England Charity Classic, et cetera.
Sure. The New England Charity Classic this year is going to be presented at Stonebridge Country Club down in Goffstown right on Route 114. Things get underway. It's a week-long event, but the actual tournament takes place Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And this is a great opportunity because there are 144 female professional golfers that are coming into New Hampshire that weekend, and they are from all around the world. Last year, P.K. Congreffin won. She was from Korea. And it's absolutely amazing to see these women, how professional they are, not only in their appearance but their personality, but when they get up there and they've got the club in their hand and it's ready to hit the ball, they know exactly what they're doing, and they can place that ball in the same location time after time. And in past years, we've had multiple sudden-death playoffs on the Sunday afternoon where we're coming down to a couple of players. So certainly it's something that doesn't come to New England only once a year, and you get a chance to see the future LPGA professionals. These ladies, I tell you, if you get an opportunity to come out and see them, it is well worth your while, and it's going to be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, August 8th, 9th, and 10th.
And to give you an example, what I've tried to convey to the New Hampshire audience is that the young women that you see in this tournament, are some of the same people that you see in following years on the LPGA. So an example of that, a most current example of that, is Mo Martin. Mo won the tournament in New Hampshire in 2008, and just a couple weeks ago, she won the British Open for Women. And it was a terrific shot she made towards the end, eagle. So she was in the clubhouse probably praying that that the two or three women who were just behind her maybe would get a little nervous, and that's exactly what happened. And so she ended up winning the Women's British Open, which in terms of our listening audience, just so you know, that's one of the five majors that the women's LPGA has. In the women's golf, there's actually now five majors, and men it's four majors. But to win one of these five majors was terrific. Well, Mo was a participant at our tournament back in 2008. So my point in mentioning that, and we will have Mo on one of our shows at a later date, but the point in mentioning it is these women that you see at this tournament in New Hampshire, Stonebridge, are someone that you may see at the British Open in a following year.
Oh, absolutely. It's absolutely amazing how some of these women, and some of them are already playing up on the LPGA circuit. They're still playing with the Symetra Tour, but occasionally they're up on the LPGA circuit. And you actually, if we have some opportunities still available, some sponsorship opportunities, if you would like to play with one of these ladies, you have that option on either Wednesday, August 6th, or Thursday, August 7th. We have two pro-ams. The one on Wednesday, August 6th, tees off at 9 o'clock at Stonebridge. And if you have three golfers, three folks, either guests from your company or from within your company, you can certainly play. The fourth person to round that out is going to be one of the Symetra Tour professionals, and you'll have that person for 18 holes. So Wednesday morning, it tees off at 9 o'clock. The Thursday one starts at noontime and finishes off with a Meet the Pros party that evening. So where all the pros come in, You get a chance to chat with all the pros. You'll have come off of your day. It's a great opportunity. There's also a $300 goodie bag that you get if you're signing up for one of these teams. The teams are $2,500, but they benefit the First Foundation. All funds going to the First Foundation this year after we get done with expenses to benefit the kids in your community who are into robotics, science, technology, education, and math. All those things figure into it, but that's where our profits are going this year as a result of the Symetra Tour event.
So, Joe, before we go to a commercial break, let's get the contact information, because if I'm someone that maybe wants to go to the Meet the Pros cocktail party, or if I want to do a sponsorship for the Pro-Am, who would I contact again?
Actually, all you need to do is get up on the website, necharityclassic.com. All that information is up on the website, a full list of what's going on for not only the weekend, but also the week previous when the ladies arrive. You can sign up to do a number of things, whether you want to play in the event as a sponsor. We have whole sponsor signs available if you want to house the ladies. Any number of things that you want to do, even volunteer for a few hours during the tournament day, would be most appreciated. And it's all up there on necharityclassic.com.
Joe, we have about 45 seconds before commercial break. Just tell us why we moved it this year quickly to Stonebridge. I know we had a very good time at Beaver Meadow in the past, but we're trying to, I know, broaden it to statewide New Hampshire, as well as to include perhaps some sponsorships from Northern Massachusetts.
Yep, we changed the name to New England Charity Classic because it is the only stop on the Symetra Tour in New England this year, and it has been for the past few years. Plus, we wanted to reach a wider range of people, not only in the northern part of the state, but also in the southern part of the state, and hopefully northern Massachusetts, and that puts that tournament just a little bit closer towards the Mass border.
Perfect. Okay, I will return after commercial break for more of the New England Charity Classics. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Lisa, your Delta Dental Benefits rep. Any questions today?
How long should I brush my teeth for?
2 minutes.
Why should I visit the dentist?
Professional preventative care promotes good oral health.
What's the most popular color of toothbrush?
Blue.
She's good.
As the most experienced dental benefits company, Delta Dental delivers unmatched local service, so enrollees feel taken care of every time.
Visit Northeast Delta Dental at nedelta.com.
Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio. And this weekend, this late July weekend, with me is Joe Casper, who is on the board of the New England Charity Classic, formerly known as the Northeast Delta Dental International. And before we get back into golf, again, for my running friends, just as a reminder, if you weren't able to make the Canterbury Woodchuck Classic and you did participate in 6 out of the 7 of the Capital Area Race Series road races, we will send you the participation prize, which, as Joe described before the commercial break, is a knapsack and towel. You can either come to One Delta right here in Concord, and our great receptionist, Suzanne, will give you your participation prize, or we will mail it to you. So I again want to thank the couple hundred and so runners that participated in so many of the Capital Area Race Series. And all of the 7 races raise money for great causes, whether it's the Concord Merrimack County SPCA or whether it's the Canterbury Fund for the Canterbury Woodchuck Classic. We're doing a great service for New Hampshire. We're keeping ourselves fit, but we're also raising money for some great causes. I'd also like to thank the other sponsors besides Northeast Delta Dental, Grimoni Automotive Group, and Dick's Sporting Goods. So keeping, Joe, with the sports theme, upcoming we have the New England Charity Classic, and I just again want to pause on Mo Martin. Mo was the winner of the golf tournament, then known, we've had different names for the tournament. Most recently, it's been the Northeast Delta Dental International, and that reminds me to say one thing, is that many of the young ladies that participate in this tournament are from all over, literally, the world, and thus we thought we'd have that international flavor. But one of the winners of the tournament back in 2008 was Mo Martin, who just most recently won the Women's British Open. And this past weekend, weekend before, she tied for seventh in a tournament on the LPGA. So she is doing really well, and was a familiar face here in New Hampshire. So the point in mentioning this is that women that you see at this tournament are women that you're then going to ultimately see on the LPGA. So the fact that Mo tied for seventh in the Marathon Classic in Illinois, she was on TV a lot in the week before the British Open. So who knows who the next Mo Martin will be. And as you pointed out, the last few years, it's been so exciting. Between the extra holes and the tournament being ended on some great birdie putts, it's been terrific. And these women are as good as they are athletically. They're also very great interpersonally. So if you run into them, they're always very hospitable.
Oh, absolutely. And you mentioned Mo Martin. There's a number of players that you'll see, as you mentioned, that are going to be up on TV as they're playing, especially as they advance in the ranks. We've got a number of players. Cheyenne Woods is going to be there as one of those players. Of course, she's Tiger Woods' niece. She'll be there. You can visit with her, as well as players from the Big Break, from the Big Break, who will be on there. So there's a number of folks. There are some wonderful ladies, especially with an international flair. And a lot of these ladies stay with families in the area, and they develop relationships over the years, and they go back and see these families year after year again. And a lot of the families are already looking to sign up for the next year. So if you'd like to house one of the ladies, you can certainly do so just by going up on anycharityclassic.com, and there's housing details up there. They're putting together a player list right now to come into the homes, but it's certainly a great opportunity. And I've talked to several folks who have housed these players in the past. And it's an educational opportunity for the family, because you have such an exchange of international flavor and ideas, and you get a chance to listen to somebody from another country. And they're very well-versed. They can all speak English quite well, and they do just a great job putting on a show and winning some great money. There's $100,000 in prize money that's going to be given out at this tournament. So it's certainly something you want to come and see. If you're not a regular golfer and you're just looking for something to do, especially on a Sunday afternoon — this is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but Sunday is the final round of play. On Friday and Saturday, you've got a full field of 144 golfers that are out there, but then it gets winnowed down to 72 golfers for that final round of play. It finishes up around 4:30 in the afternoon, but you can certainly come and view the ladies playing from first thing in the morning right straight through the day on all 3 days. Passes are available. You can purchase tickets for this. They are $10 for 1 day, $25 for 3 day, and there's a VIP ticket, which gets you into the VIP tent at $50 for all 3 days. So if you have an opportunity, you can purchase tickets right online with a credit card at anycharityclassic.com. Or you can purchase them — let's say it's day of and you're thinking, hey, this is a beautiful day out, and I just want to go see what all this action is, because you're going to be hearing about it on WMUR, WGIR, ESPN is going to be there. So we've got a number of heavy hitters who are going to be out there broadcasting this. But if you want to come and see the action live, there's some great viewing events at Stonebridge Country Club on Route 114 in Goffstown. You can stop in that day and purchase a ticket to get on the golf course to see these phenomenal ladies hit the ball miles and miles.
Now, you said a mouthful there, and I want to circle back and pause on a couple things. When I'm out in the community, people say, well, now that it's at Stonebridge, and I used to house the athletes when it was at Beaver Meadow, the answer is yes, you can still house them in Concord. A lot of the lady athletes don't realize that basically Stonebridge is not that far away from Concord. So if you are... If you've housed the women before, feel free to do it again, even if you're in the Concord area, because there's no problem with the players driving to Stonebridge.
No, it's about the same distance either if you're in Concord or you're in Manchester. Stonebridge is right about in the middle,
which makes it perfect. You also mentioned the prize money, and so it is a professional tournament. So sometimes the tournament has been confused with the hundreds of fundraising charity golf tournaments that are in New Hampshire, which are great tournaments. They all raise money for funds, as this is for the FIRST Robotics, but this is actually a professional tournament. So I think I want to make that distinction, and want to thank, in addition to Northeast Delta Dental, we have several other sponsors, CMC, Bank of New Hampshire, Liberty Mutual, RBC Rural Bank, Grace, and Centrix Bank, my good pal Joe Riley, and Cognizant. So they're in Tonham Country Reprographics as well. So we've gotten a number of sponsors, you know, to help defray the cost of the prize money. But I just want to make it clear that it's a professional tournament. So when you come on Sunday, if that's when you come, I mean, it will look like what you see on TV in terms of, you know, the last day. So, Joe, why don't you give out the information again? If I wanted to buy a ticket, let's say if I wanted to go Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, can I get a three-day pass?
You can certainly get a three-day pass. It's only $25. You can get it up on the website at necharityclassic.com. And we're anticipating a good-sized crowd there for the event coming up in just a week or so. And one of the things, we've got parking nearby. Grace Limousine will be shuttling you back and forth to the golf course. So if you can't find a spot on the course because all the ladies end up having to park there, we do have parking right nearby. Grace Limousine is going to be running a shuttle back and forth all 3 days. So you can park there and not have to worry. And you don't have to worry about bringing food or beverages. Stonebridge Country Club will have a number of stations where you can purchase food and beverages. They're also going to have some locations set up out on the golf course so that you'll be able to meander out onto the course, find a spot. They'll have a couple of food booths and wagons set up, and they'll have some tables out there. You'll be able, if you want to bring your bag chair along, that's always a great thing to do, and you can sit out there and relax, have a beverage, have a little something to eat, and watch the ladies play over three different holes on not only the front nine but the back nine as well. So great opportunity, and they've got some great views out there at Stonebridge.
So we do want to thank again Grace Limousine as one of the great sponsors, along with Alton, and it's presented again Stonebridge Country Club. The owners there have been great. Northeast Delta Dental's behind it, and it's also presented by the PTC.
Yeah, by PTC, a software company out of Massachusetts, who is also very involved with FIRST Robotics here in New Hampshire. So it's been a great mix. But the new owners that are down there at Stonebridge are very anxious to have this event occur. It's going to be a great event. We've got lots of things going on. If you're a woman golfer, by the way, you have an opportunity to get a few lessons from the pros. And that's going to be on Tuesday, August 5th at 4 o'clock. If you're interested in coming over to Stonebridge, they'll be holding a clinic there for the women. And that's Tuesday at 4 o'clock. Just get on to anycharityclassic.com, and you can send them a text message and say, hey, I want to be part of this woman's golf clinic, and they'd be more than happy to sign you up.
Super. So that's on Tuesday, August 5th. The women athletes start showing up on Monday, August 4th, and so they'll be practicing on the course. So the first, if you will, event for the public would be the women's golf clinic at 4 o'clock on Tuesday, August 5th. If I wanted to kind of see the women practicing, can I also go to Stonebridge at that point?
You can go to Stonebridge. They will be practicing on the course. They'll also be practicing on the hitting off the tees in the driving range that they've got. So they'll be there pretty much. They're arriving Monday, so they'll be there Tuesday through Sunday.
Okay, and if you will, the sort of home court of the LPGA will be the Holiday Inn here, right here in Concord. So you'll see many of the players mingling about. The other thing you have going on Wednesday is a junior golf clinic with the Symetra Pros, and that's at 10 a.m. Tell us a little bit about that. We've got about a minute left, Joe.
Yeah, junior golf clinic. We're bringing in kids from the first tee. They're going to be participating with the Symetra Pros. Here again, these are youngsters who are just getting into golf. It's great to give them the right education, how to hit the ball, how to address the ball. That's what a lot of these pros are going to be doing on Wednesday. That's going to be at 10 o'clock in the morning. That'll also be our first event with the corporate pro-ams that'll be going on that day.
Perfect. So again, just a shout out for the new owners for Stonebridge Country Club. Thank you for being the home court. Also, PTC, Cognizant, Alltown, CMC, Centrix Bank, Bank of New Hampshire, Delta Dental, Grace Limousine, Liberty Mutual, RBC Rural Bank, and Town and Country Reprographics. And tell us again if I want to buy tickets to come, because I think one of the things we want to show the LPGA is New Hampshire will turn out for a golf tournament. So
absolutely.
Give me that ticket information one more time, Joe.
You can purchase tickets online at necharityclassic.com. The tournament is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, August 8th through the 10th. It's going to be a great time over at Stonebridge Country Club on Route 114 in Goffstown. Come on over, whether it's for a day or for the weekend, and experience some professional golf right here in New Hampshire.
Perfect, Joe. And if you're a CEO listening to this and you want to be a Pro-Am sponsor, just call Joe Casper at 603-223-1287. Joe, thank you for leading the charge
absolutely.
On the New England Charitable Classic. Tom Raphael will return with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio next weekend.